Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Enzo with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. International Trade Commission judge finds Apple violated two Qualcomm patents. It recommends a US import ban on some China-built iPhones with Intel modems. The patents relate to power management and data downloads. In a separate case, the same International Trade Commission found Apple did not infringe upon a Qualcomm patent for battery-saving technology, as the patent itself is invalid. Qualcomm sought an import ban in this case as well. Google launches AMP for email, bringing its fast-loading accelerated mobile pages standards to Gmail, Yahoo Mail, Outlook, and Mail.ru support the new technology. Booking.com, Pinterest, and other companies will use AMP in their emails to users. AMP for email enables dynamic and interactive emails. Also, Google launches the Google News Initiative Local Experiments Project, a project to test business models for local news. The first pilot, the Compax Experiment, will provide three cities that are underserved by local news with digital-only multi-platform publications owned and operated by McClatchy. Ex-Uber Chiefs venture buys UK Dark Kitchens. Travis Kalanick's City Storage Systems quietly acquired London-based dark kitchen startup Foodstars last year in an effort to expand its new food delivery venture. The takeover, which had not been previously reported, bought the group instant access to more than 100 commercial kitchens in several locations across London. McDonald's turns to AI. The fast food chain is spending about $300 million to buy an artificial intelligence company. Dynamic Yield, machine learning specialist founded 7 years ago, will help McDonald's customize its menus based on variables such as weather and the time of the day. The European Parliament has given final approval to the Copyright Directive, a controversial package of legislation designed to update copyright law in Europe for the internet age. Members of the parliament voted 348 in favor of the law against 274 against. The last-minute proposal to remove the law's most controversial clause, known as Article 13 or upload filter, was narrowly rejected by just 5 votes. The directive will now be passed on to EU member states, who will have 24 months to translate it into national law. This was your shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismina.com.